doesn't feel that because it is there delay in coming to you, you must become impatient and go do something that is wrong. No, no. Every week we read in our khutbah many a times, Ala wa inna nafsa lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqa. No person will die until he completes his risk in this world. So this is a very important. So with that comes a responsibility of seeing that we don't forsake the commands of Allah with our risk. I'll conclude with this, and inshallah next week I want to take it, because I think there is such a great need now upon the business people, Muslim business people, to cooperate, to look at other situations of the country. Otherwise, they're going to be causing harm to themselves and to the community also. And we know that the business people are the backbone in many ways of our community. They are the ones who contribute to the masajid, to the madaris and the darul ulooms. So they are such an important role player in our community. So they need to understand their role and to understand that how much Allah has placed upon their shoulder. Let me conclude with this, with regard to what an important aspect, with regard to also finding the balance in terms of deen and dunya. You know, we must know that while we are allowed to have risk, but not at the expense of the... Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi passed away. Someone saw him in a dream and said, how did Allah treat you? He said, Allah Ta'ala treated me well. But Allah Ta'ala treated my neighbor even better. Allah Ta'ala treated my neighbor even better, although he was not an alim. So the person who saw the dream went to the house of the neighbor and said, tell me, what did your husband do? Went to the wife, what did your husband do that Allah granted him a situation even higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak, one of the great scholars of Islamic history? So the wife said, I don't know, there were two things that I know about my husband. He used to work for halal risk. He was an ironmonger. And he used to work a lot until late hours, so he used to get tired. And when he used to see Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi standing in tahajjud namaz, Abdullah ibn Mubarak used to stay, they say he used to stand like a nail when he used to read tahajjud namaz. So he used to envy Abdullah ibn Mubarak. He said, I hope I had the opportunity of reading tahajjud like Abdullah ibn Mubarak. That was one of his qualities. And the other one of his qualities was, he used to work throughout the day as an ironmonger. And of course, as an ironmonger, you had to hit the iron to make it straight. He says, sometimes he used to lift up his chopper, and the call of azan used to go. And the moment he used to hear Allahu Akbar, he shouldn't even hit that last hammer and said, let me just hit this. He used to stop mid-air. Allah has called me. He used to put the hammer away. He said, perhaps because of these two reasons, Allah has given him such a great rank. So brothers, this trade and tradesmen and business people, they have a great responsibility, a great virtue, great aspect. May Allah Ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.